सह नो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः
So Kapil Bhagwan is explaining the Ashtanga Yoga Vidhi, Dhyan Yoga. Dhyan Yoga. So in the verse number 1 of chapter 28, canto 3, says, Yogasya Lakshanam Vakse Sabijasya Nipratmaje Manoye Naiva Vidhinam Prasannam Yati Satpatham Yogasya. Yogasya means he will talk about the Dhyan Yoga. Yogasya means Dhyan Yoga. Lakshanam, I will describe. I will give you the description of this Dhyan Yoga. Ek bhakse, I shall explain. Sabijasya. Sabijasya, one is nirbij, another is sabij. Sabij means with a form. So I am going to tell you about that bhakti where you will be taking the support of a form. Sabijasya. Nripatmaje. Nripatmaje, he is addressing his mother. Devuti. We see Devuti, Nrip means Raja, Atmaje means the daughter of Manu Maharaj, Nrip Atmaje. Mano yenaiva vidinam, vidinam by practice. If we do this Dhyan Yoga practice, what will have mind by which prasannam yati. Prasannam yati, if we practice, three things will happen. One is the mind will become Suddha, purified, mind purified. Number two, mind will become peaceful. Number three, it will be prasanna. Mind will be joyful. Yati satpatam, and it will go on that satpath, the path of bhakti. You will enjoy it. Satpatham. What we have to do, Kapil Bhagwan says in verse number 2, Swadharma acharanam saktya. Saktya, best of your ability, you do your dharma. What is my dharma? What is said in the Shastra? According to Varna and Ashram, Shastra says, if you are Brahman, Chatri, Vaisya, Sudra, what is your dharma? What is your duty? We should act as per Shastra. This is the important thing there. As per Shastra. Whatever way the Shastra says to act in the world, we have to. So we will get the description of how to act in the world. Chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita tells how to act in the world. So according to Shastra, do your duties according to your capacity, ability. Vidharmacha nivartanam, and avoid vidharma, unauthorized actions, prohibited actions. Don't do prohibited actions. That also you will find in the Shastra at many places. Don't do this thing, don't do this thing. Do this thing, do this thing. Okay. And daivat labdhena santosa, and by the grace of Lord, whatever you get the karma fall, fruit of action, santosa, satisfied. Don't grumble, mere ko mila nahi, jada mil gaya, I have got less, I am not happy with the Lord. No. Whatever Lord gives, okay. Be satisfied. Why should we be satisfied with whatever is given by the Lord? Because Lord knows about our past, He knows about our present action, and He knows our future needs also. So taking into consideration all these three, Lord gives us karmaphal. But we are not satisfied. Why we are not satisfied? We think that this is required and Lord has not given me. But we don't take into account our past actions. Humne kya kiya, we don't know. And what is will be our requirement in future? That also we don't know. Daivat labdena santosa atmavit charana archanam. And atmavit. Atmavit is the knower of atman. Atmavit charan is feet. Worship. It's not the physical worshipping of the feet of a teacher, atmavit. It is surrender to atmavit. Surrender to atmavit means you surrender yourself for the knowledge of the self. If you don't surrender, you will not get it. You will not get it. What else to be done? Now verse number 3.
ग्राम्य धर्म निवृत्तिश्च मोक्ष धर्म रतिस्तथा मितमेध्यादनं शश्वत विविक्त क्षेमसेवनम्.
ग्राम्य धर्म निवृत्तिश्च, निवृत्ति स्टॉप, स्टॉप ग्राम्य धर्म. व्हाट इज दिस ग्राम्य धर्म? विल सी ग्राम्य धर्म. स्टॉप दिस थिंग दैट प्रेजेंट व्हाट एवर वे वी आर डूइंग द पूजा एंड ऑल दैट with the purpose of getting something from the Lord, he said, stop this. Okay. Moksha dharma rati tatha, and you should practice to moksha dharma. How I will get liberation? Practice that. Then mit medha adhanam. Adhanam means eating. Mit means limited. Medha means pure food. So eat pure food, or you can say sattvic food. Eat that. Mit med adhanam. Then saswat. Saswat is always. Vivakta sema sevanam. Vivakta means secluded. Same is peaceful. Sevanam means you stay there, dwell there. Separate yourself from the worldly people. So it means one should cease performing conventional religious practices and should be attracted to those which lead to salvation. One should eat in measured quantity and should remain secluded so that he can achieve the highest perfection of life. Highest. Now a word has come, gramya dharma nibrittischa. What is this gramya dharma? Gramya dharma, we have seen it is performing of conventional religious activities. So what religious activities we are performing now? At present, we are performing all our puja for material gain, in one word. All our puja are for material gain only. Now Bhagwan says, stop this. No artartharthi prayer. So the bhakti should not be for the economic development or satisfaction of desires. I want this thing, therefore I am doing this yajna. I want to go to swarga, therefore I am doing yajna. Stop this thing. Why stop? Ultimately from the swarga also you have to come down. Chine punne mart loke basanti, abar phir vapas aana hai. Okay. Another meaning of gramya dharma nibrittischa means indriya gramya dharma. Indriya gramya dharma means what is the dharma, what is the function of indriya? The indriya always go out in the world. Eyes will perceive objects, ear will listen to all the sounds, touch, taste, everything is worldly thing. He said nibritta. Nibritta means control your indriyas. Control your indriyas. So withdraw from the sense object. Withdraw from the sense object. And withdraw from the, all the puja where we are praying for the anatma vastu. This is also not recommended. Then what is to be done next? So it is said, after that, moksha dharma rati tatha. Then you practice for the salvation. Practice for salvation means you now pray for the Shuddha Bhakti. Bhagwan, I want you, please help me. I have seen lot of shortcomings in this life. I am not happy. So please arrange for my mukti. So for this what we have to do? Mit medhya adhanam. Adhanam is eating. Mit means limited. Medhya means it should be a sattvic food. It should be a pure food which can be offered to Bhagwan. That type of food we should eat. So sattvic food will make mind sattvic. It is said in Hindi, jaisa ann, vaisa man. Because mind is also made of the ann only. No? Everything is made of food only. So therefore, it is said that the food should be medhya. Medhya should be pure. Or if you ask any Vaishnava, he will ask, can I put tulsi in this food? Only in the pure food you can offer tulsi. Not in all food you can put tulsi. So that type of food he is saying. And what is mitta? What is this limited amount? So you all know how much we have to eat. Half stomach should be with the solids, 1/4 with the water, and 1/4 for the circulation of air. This is amount, mitta, limited amount. This much we have to eat. And in Sadhana Panchakam, Shankaracharya ji has said, what is this bhojan? Well, hunger is a disease. Hunger is a disease and food is medicine. So food be taken as if a medicine, patya, as you are taking medicine. You take only as a medicine. Then Ramanujacharya said there can be four type of dos in food. Four type of dos. What is this four type of jati dos? Jati dos, you are eating vegetables. Now you are putting something non-veg in that. Different jati it has become, na? Vegetarian and non-veg. But nowadays they mix many things. With vegetable, non-veg, they mix and they make one dish. Jati dos. Ashray dos. Ashray dos, utensil is not clean. Utensil is not perfect. Asuddha dos, don't add impure things. What is adding impure things? So if you see serials of how they cook food, many times you get in the TV channels. Now after that, stirring and all that, and they and they sometimes you put now put white wine in that. And they will do, and the fire will come out of the whole thing. So wine is impure for that, impure thing. And fourth is, it should be, there can be earth dosh. The food should be cooked out of the righteous earned money. Righteous earned money. So in food there can be four type of dosh. We should be careful about that. Next.
Ahimsa satyamasteyam yavat artha parigrahah brahmacharyam tapashaucham swadhyaya purusharchanam.
Ahimsa, now you know all these things. Ashtanga yog, there are eight limbs. What are those eight limbs? Yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, pratyahar, dharana, dhyan, samadhi, ashtau angani. Maharshi Patanjali gives, these are the eight steps for the dhyan. So you will find, more or less you will find, everything what Kapil Bhagwan is saying, the same thing is said in Patanjali, Maharshi Patanjali Yoga Sutra also, the same thing. So first is ahimsa. Ahimsa means to practice non-violence. And this non-violence can be at three levels. Kaya, vacha, mansa. Bodily, by speech and by mind. Three ways. Kaya, vacha, mansa. Okay, we have heard many times all these things, the values, ahimsa, ahimsa, ahimsa. And we have also seen Kapil Bhagwan said, when you start doing bhakti, siddhi will come. Do you remember? If we start doing bhakti, siddhi will automatically come. The ahimsa, what is this ahimsa? If I practice, what will I get? So it is said in Patanjali Yoga Sutra, ahimsa pratishthayam tat sannidho vairityaga. Tat sannidho vairityaga means if you are practicing ahimsa, those who have got the hinsak, we have got the hinsak animals like tiger, animal, even when they come to you, they will leave their hinsa bhav. In many Puranic kathas, you will find that the tiger or other animals, those who are dangerous, those who can kill a person, they come to the ashram, they come near the Mahatma, and they go away. Don't do anything. Why? Ahimsa practice. This is lab. This is the benefit. In Ramayana also we find, Khagamirga vipul kolahal karahi virahati bair mudit manacharahi. Khagamirga, everything, they are all grazing together. And there is no hinsa. Nobody is harming other killing. Birahit bear. Birahit, without bear. Without any enmity, they are all grazing together. Then in another place, in Chitrakut Varnan also, it is said, Bairu bihai charahi ek sangha. There is no bear, and they all are grazing together. We can't imagine that deer and tiger drinking water from the same river at same place. Not possible. But this happens when ahimsa is being practiced. Then next comes satyam. What is satyam? Truthfulness. Speak truth. Speak truth. So what is this truth, speaking truth? Satyam vada. How that satya should be that? It should be priyam. We always say satya kadava hota hai. But it is always said whenever you speak satya, that should be priya. Priya. And hitpurvak. And it should have a welfare for the other person also. If the satya, if the truth is apriya, don't speak. Don't speak that. That is also said, satyam. If you practice satyam, what will happen? Satya pratishtayam kriyaphala asrayatvam. Kriyaphala asrayatvam. Whatever you speak, it will happen. Siddhi coming. For getting anything, we have to act first, then we get fruit. But a Mahatma who is practicing Satya, whatever he speaks, it happens. So here in Patanjali Yoga Sutra, it is said, Jisko jo vardaan saap ya asirvaad deta hai, woh satya ho jata hai. Lo. That is why we go to the Mahatma and say, bless me. And even if he doesn't want to bless you, people will take his hand. Mere mathe par haath rakho. Bless me. Why? Bless me, why? Because I know that you are on the path of truth and whatever you say, it will happen. Siddhi coming. So whatever he says happens. Then comes asteyam. Asteyam is what? Not stealing. Refrain from theft. The law of nature is don't accumulate more than your need. This is law. That is what we find everywhere in the whole universe. The animals and all that, they don't accumulate anything. Whatever they need, only that much they keep. That's all. And a bhakt who accumulates more than the need, does not share, is a thief. That is what is said in Bhagavad Gita. Tai dattana pradayabhyo yo bhukte stena evasa. He's a stain, he's a chore, who is not sharing. But if I practice this asteyam, what will happen? The fruit of asteyam. Asteya pratishtayam sarvaratno upasthanam. Sarvaratno upasthanam. You will come to know where is the ratna, where is the wealth in the earth. When we walk on the earth, we don't know what is inside there. But one who is practicing asteyam, he will come to know there is a ratna here. Hidden treasure is there. He will say. Okay. Then after asteyam, it is yavat artha parigra. You accumulate or have possession only that much which you need. And for this, Maharshi Patanjali used the word aparigraha. But here Kapil Bhagwan says, jitna chahiye utna rakho, that's only. Unnecessarily don't keep. So what is the love? You have not listened to all these things. It is from the Yoga Sutra. Aparigras thairyam janma kathananta sambodha. You will come to know about your all past janma. You will come to know about your all past janma. Where did you were last time born? What was your last birth? Everything about that. And once you come to know about your previous births, sometime kira, sometime makora, who was father, who was mother, there will be vairagya. This was my all previous birth. The vairagya will be more strong. Aparigra, brahmacharya, brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means total celibacy for sannyasi. Total celibacy for sannyasi. But what about the grihastha? For the grihastha, it is said, grihastha is authorized to stay with his own wife with self-control. With self-control, it's control. It's okay. That is allowed. Brahmacharya. So what is the benefit of brahmacharya? Brahmacharya pratishthayam virya labha. Virya labha. It is said here, one who has controlled his mind, intellect, senses, what he gets? Apurva shakti ka pradurbhav ho jata hai. Sadharan manusya kisi kaam mein bhi uski barabari nahi kar sakte. Nobody can compete with him. We find in Shankaracharya, we find in Vivekananda, Brahmacharya. So whatever they have done, we can't think of this. Shankaracharya on foot, he traveled all over India 3 times. We can't even walk from here to downtown. Impossible for us. Brahmacharya pratishtayam. Tapa is the austerity. What is tapa? Manasya indriyanam ekagram paramam tapa. This is tapa. Control of our mind and senses. Saucham. Saucham is the cleanliness. Outside, inside. Outside, taking bath. But inside, cleanliness not happening. We are not cleaning inside. What is cleaning inside? We are not talking about constipation. Periodically, you take that Dalcolux and clean hogya, clean hogya. No, we are not talking about that. We are talking about the impurity of mind. We are not doing anything then. That is required. Saucham, swadhyaya. Swadhyaya must read Shastra, not film fair, not Upanyas, not detective books. We have to study Shastra. Like Bhakti Shastra, Bhagavad, Puran, Upanishad, or the biography of a devotee and all that. A great saint. Then after that comes the Purusa Archanam. Purusa Archanam, Archanam of Bhagwan, Bhagwan Puja, Purusharchanam, worship of Lord. So it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Mana Sanyama Matchitto Yukta Asit Matpara, Mana Sanyama, mind control. And then Matchitta Yukta Asit, that mind should be absorbed in me, united with me. Sit in that way. So mind absorbed in the Lord. And before that, Matpara. Matpara means what? I have decided this is my supreme goal. I have to reach there. So first, by intellect decide, yes, I want mukti. For mukti, I have to do all these things. We are discussing each word so that you can understand the science behind each value, why they are saying to practice it. What will I get by practicing it? Once you understand it, then after that you start doing it. Day by day, slowly, slowly, slowly will improve. Then it is said, Sarbhutasitam yo mam bhajati ekatvam astita sarvatha vartamanopi sa yogi mai vartate. He who being established in unity worship me, dwelling in all being, that yogi abides in me, whatever his mode of living. Whatever his mode of living. And in Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said how we have to worship him. Worship him by our action. Worship him by action. But first we have to start with patram, puspam, phloem, phalam. Starting point, patram, leaf, puspam, flower, toyam, water, fruit, phalam. Then after that he will say, no, whatever you are doing, you do it for me. The next verse will say, you will do everything for me only. Same thing we are studying in Karma Yoga also. Everything is to be done for the happiness of the Lord. So how I should do everything for the happiness of the Lord? I have to become servant of the Lord. Bas khatam. The job of servant is to satisfy his master. Bas khatam. Aur koi dusra kuch kaam nahi hai uska. Similarly, if we become the servant of Lord, so all our actions should be for his happiness, not for my happiness. So yavat arth parigraha means Akhandanand Maharaj says, keep only that much which is required, nothing more than that. And I think those people who have got a transferable job, they are always very alert. They don't accumulate too much thing in their house because they know they have to transfer. So they try to keep their everything limited in suitcase, 2 suitcases, 4 suitcases, 6 suitcases. They will not accumulate lot of this furniture and all these things. They will prepare a house with furniture. They will come with the suitcase and go away with the suitcase. Katam. This way. We have to stay.
Monam sad asana jaya, sthairam prana jaya shanaihi, pratyaharascha indriyanam, vishayan manasaridi.
Monam, silence. Silence. So from henceforth, should we not talk with each other? Nay, we'll explain you what is this monam. Many people go, there are many ashrams. They will put you for 7 days in one room and lock you up there and monam. You will not be allowed to talk to anybody. No. You can study scriptures, whatever books they give you, study. They will give you food and everything, monam. We are not talking about that type of monam. It is not forcible thing. Monam, we'll explain what is this monam. Sat asanam jaye asanam, that asana should be, you should have a victory over your asana. I can sit in particular asana for 3 hours without movement. That is called asana jaye. If I can sit in one, what you can say, in the one posture for a long period of time, that is asana jaye. And sthairyam, steady, no movement there. Prana jaya, controlling prana also. How it will happen? Sanai. Gradually it will happen. Aaste aaste hoga. Don't think ki aaj humne pranayam, I have done 2 hours. Nothing happened. Nothing will happen. Or I sat there for 2 hours. Then you note down also how many times you moved. Then pratyahar. Pratyahar means withdrawal. Withdrawal of what? Indriyanam. Senses. All indriyas. Indriyan means what? Organs of perception and organs of action. 5 organs of perception, 5 organs of action. How you will control? Where from you will control? Vishayan. Vishayan from? Vishay. So 5 organs of perception has got 5 sense objects. So we have to withdraw from the 5 sense objects. Pratyahar, withdrawn. Then what should be done? Manasa hridi. So mind and senses withdrawn from the sense object, what should be done? That mind should be applied to hridi. To what, Bhagwan? Where is Bhagwan sitting? In hridi, inside heart, is there. So that is what should be to be done. So one must observe silence, acquire steadiness by firmness in very best posture, to control one's breath by slow degrees, withdraw senses from objects, and direct them toward the heart with the help of mind. With the help of mind. So yoga practices, heart yoga, are not the goal in itself. They are not goal. When we are practicing all these things, they all have got some benefits. It will come to us. So first, what we have to do? First, do the asana siddhi. First, yam and niyam, which was already stated in the earlier verse. Yam niyam was said in the earlier verse. What is the yam and niyam there? It was said in Patanjali Yoga Sutra, ahimsa, satya, asteya, brahmacharya, aparigraha, yamaha. These 5 are yama. And what is niyama? Sauch, santosa, tapa, swadhyaya, ishwar, pranidhanani, niyamaha. So out of these 10, Kapil Bhagwan has stated 9 in the previous verse. The word santosh was not there. Otherwise, all yama and niyama are there already, stated by Kapil Bhagwan. So after yama and niyam, what comes? Asana. So therefore, first do the asana suddhi, then pranayam. Gradually do pranayam. But our Tapovan Maharaj used to say pranayam is a difficult thing. Without guru, you should not do. So do prana vikshan. What is this prana vikshan? Prana vikshan is just watching your breath, inhale and exhaling. Just watch that here. Your attention should be here. Prana vikshan. And withdraw the senses, pratyahan. You see, yama, niyama, asana, pranayam, pratyahar. Pratyahar, withdraw from the sense objects. Then earlier already said about the brahmacharya and etc. So by these practice one can control senses and mind. Senses and mind. Akhandanand Maharaj says pranayam can be of 2 types. One is sukha, another is gila. No, I cannot. I even say dry and wet. So angreji aisa nahi hai. Sukha and gila means what? Sukha means it is without any mantra. And gila is with mantra. So while doing pranayama also, you can have your mantra. So both things can happen together. You will get the benefit of both. While I am doing pranayama, I can have my mantra chanting also mentally. I can do it. So one is sukha without mantra, another is gila with mantra. Okay. Now come to the maunam. Maunam means what? Maunam, Shankaracharya says, sanyat vak. Sanyat vak, only speak that much which is required. Sanyat vak, that is maunam. Because a lot of energy is wasted in this our speech only. Unnecessarily we talk. Unnecessarily, it's not required. Convey your message in 1 sentence, 2 sentences. What is the use of getting the whole background history? कैसे हुआ, क्या हुआ, नहीं हुआ, नहीं हुआ, मौनम। अच्छा, देन व्हाट इज टू बी डन आफ्टर दैट, नेक्स्ट वर्स।
स्वधिष्णा नामेक देशे मनसा प्राणधारणम वैकुंठ लीलाभिध्यानम समाधानम तथात्मनः।
देन स्वधिष्णायानाम एक देशे विद इन द प्राण सर्कल, देर आर सिक्स प्राण सर्कल्स, आई विल टेल यू वट वी हैव टू बी डन। एक देशे ऑन वन स्पॉट मनसा प्राण धारणम, मनसा प्राण धारणम, माइंड शुड बी फिक्स ऑन दो सिक्स सर्कल्स, वन वन सर्कल, सेकेंड सर्कल, थर्ड, यू कैन टेक एनी सिक्स सर्कल, प्राण धारणम एंड वैकुंठ लीला अभिध्यानम। वैकुंठ लीला, थिंक अबाउट द वैकुंठ लीला, वैकुंठ लीला, लीला विष्णु, लीला विष्णु इज वैकुंठ लीला, अभिध्यानम कंसंट्रेशन, समाधानम तथा आत्मन, एंड देन डू द समाधि थ्रू माइंड। हियर आत्मन मीन्स माइंड, एवरीवेयर समाधि इज टू बी डन थ्रू माइंड, वी हैव टू रीच दैट स्टेट थ्रू माइंड ओनली। So fixing prana and mind in one of the six circles of the vital air circulation, prana. What are these six within the body? They are nabhi, hriday, in the navel area, hriday, heart, lung, palate, eyebrow, middle, and brahmarandh. Brahmarandh here. Six circles vital circulation within the body to contemplate without break. This contemplation should be without break on the Leela, Leela Vishnu. Think about the sports of Bhagwan, that's all, continuously. And thereby to compose one's mind, Samadhanam, and the mind is then concentrated on one topic. So by Shravan Kirtan also mind can be made single-pointed. Shravan Kirtan. In the Bhagavad class, your mind does not go out. Or in any Vedant class, if you are 100% attentive, it is Samadhi. It is Samadhi. It is called Sabikalp Samadhi. Because the mind is reveling in one topic. And that topic is in Bhagavatam, it is Bhagwan. Or in the Vedant, it is on the Brahman. That is Samadhi. So even the Bhakta Charitra, Dhruva Prahlad, Ambarish also help to concentrate mind. Because if you study or read the Bhakta Charitra, your mind also will be there only with the Bhagwan only, continuously. So fully absorbing mind on the Lord or His Leela is also a Samadhi, Sabikalp Samadhi, in exclusion of all worldly thoughts. So therefore I told you, if sitting in the Bhagavad class you are not thinking about the world, it is Sabikalp Samadhi. Now ask yourself whether your worldly thoughts are coming in or not. So because Samadhi. But this is a little bit different from the Kriya Yoga. I am not going into detail what is Kriya Yoga, what is this in the Prana Chakra, what are the Prana Chakra, what is the Kriya Yoga Chakra. These are the different topics. That is not our area of study. Our study is how to do bhakti. So after pratyahara of senses and mind, absorb the mind in the Shravan, think of Leela and absorb your mind in the Leela of Bhagwan. Next word.
Etairannaischa patibihi mano dushtam asatpatham buddhya yunjita shanakaihi jita pranohi atandritaha.
Etai, by these means whatever I have said you, whatever Bhagwan has said, what Bhagwan has said, yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, pratyahar, they are already stated about all these things. And about the dhana also he said, where your mind should go? Vaikunth Leela. Vaikunth Leela, Leela of Bhagwan. Think about Bhagwan only. Etai by these, annai, by other also. By other things also. What is this other thing? other things are vrata, dan, adi. You do all these things. Annai means other things also you should do. Vrata. Pathibi. Pathibi means process. These are the process. Pathibi. Mana dushtram asatpatham. This mana is the dushtram, wicked. Why it is wicked? Asatpath, it is going to asatpath, not going to satpath. Now you have to understand, little bit of Hindi you have to understand. Asatpath, mind going to the world is satpath. Huh? Do you accept mind going to the world is satpath? No. Mind going to world is asatpath. And mind going to Bhagwan is satpath. Now you think where your mind goes after the class. And how long it is there in asatpath. You decide. Etau annasya pathibi mano dushtram asatpatha. This mind is contaminated. This is dushta, wicked, contaminated mind. Why? It is going to asatpath. It is going to the world. Then what is to be done, Bhagwan? Batao thoda kuch karo. Buddhaya, by intellect, yunjit, control. Control your mind by intellect. Intellect is boss of mind. But at this point of time, mind is boss of intellect. So control your mind by your intellect, buddhi, sankai, gradually, aste aste, jit prana, prana fixed, he atandrit. Atandrit means, tandrit means sleeping. Atandrit means waking, alert. So you should do and you should remain alert. So by these and such other methods, brat danadi, one should diligently control one's breath and then gradually curb one's wicked mind. One's wicked mind. Why it is wicked? Addicted to evil ways. Addicted to evil ways means what? Going to the world. Going to the OIT. And how this should be done? With the help of one's reason. Reason means with the help of intellect. Reasoning. What intellect reasoning is there? Intellect will give reason. Are why you are going to world? There you have to, I mean, you think your happiness is there in the world. It's not there. I will tell you, without running to the world, you will be happy. And in kindle life, we all know. When we experience happiness, when the mind is peaceful, when the mind is agitated, we feel sorrow. The moment the mind is peaceful, happiness. How do you prove? In the deep sleep. Mind is peaceful, we all are happy. And that happiness is one and same of the rich or poor or animals. One and same. So if the mind is told by intellect, you want sukh, na? I am giving you sukh. Come inside. And when mind becomes peaceful, you experience sukh. So besides whatever they said earlier, other methods, brat, danadi, lila, bhagwan, etc., all help us to concentrate your mind. In all these, whatever is said earlier, you will find one common factor. Yena kena prakarena manah krishne nivesayet. By any, whatever means, you bring your mind back to Lord Krishna. That is the whole purpose. And later in Bhagavad, this statement will come. Yena kena prakarena jaise bhi ho usko ghuma ke lao. Hey, chalo bhai Krishna. I told you earlier also, but I must tell you again. One Mahatma told one Gwala. Gwala, you know, the milkman. To contemplate on Lord Krishna. And this Gwala whole day is with the cow and his bhais and all that. And this Gwala, after a few days, he came back to Mahatma. He said, well, Mahatma ji, you said to concentrate on Lord Krishna. And whenever I want to concentrate on it, a bhais comes in my mind.
Buffalo
is coming in my mind because he owns buffalo. Buffalo is coming. Mahatma said, you make your Krishna sit on the buffalo. let buffalo come. येन केन प्रकारेन मनः कृष्णे निवेशयेत. So we also have to do the same thing. जैसे भी हो चलो घूम के आओ. Next.
शुचौ देशे प्रतिष्ठाप्य विजितासनासनम तस्मिन् स्वस्ति समासीन ऋजुकाय समभ्यसेत.
Then Suchodese, in the sanctified place, pure, clean place, Suchodese, Pratisthapya, placing, Vijitasana, controlling your posture, asana means asana, pranam, posture controlled, and asana, sit on a seat, tasmin, in that place, swasti samasina, sitting in easy posture, sukhasana we say, sukhasana. Rijukaya, the body should be erect. Rijukaya. Sam abhyaset, practice it. Abhyas karo. Then practice this. Okay, so having controls one's posture, vijitasana, one should spread a seat. How that seat should be there? Kusa, deer skin, or a cloth. More details you will find in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita. Full detail. In a defiled place, suchaudese, or sanctified place, and sitting there in an easy posture, sukhasan. It is not vajrasan, padmasan, and of any asan. You don't have to do any particular asan for meditation. It should be sukhasan. Keeping the body erect, and one should practice pranayam. Swasti samasin, sukhasan. So if you have to meditate and if you can't sit on the floor, for you the sukhasana is chair. You can sit on chair also. But the body should be erect. No, don't lean like that. No backrest. It should be straight, 90 degree angle. Achha. The four more details refer to chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita. What is abhyas? Patanjali, Maharshi Patanjali say, tatra sthitau yatna abhyasa. Tatra sthitau, sitting in that place, yatna, by effort. This is abhyasa. And when this abhyas will be perfected, again, Maharshi Patanjali say, satu dirgakal nairantara satkara sevita dridhbhumi. Satu dirgakal, long time it will take. Long time will take. Nairantara, continuously, always we have to practice. Satkar, how? With devotion. Don't get angry with yourself. I am not able to sit for 5 minutes in any posture. With devotion you have to do. And asevit nirbhumi, practice this way. Then you will get the firmness, abidance. So it will take long time.
प्राणस्य शोधयेन् मार्गं पुरकुम्भकरे चकैः प्रतिकूलेन वा चित्तं यथा स्थिरं अचञ्चलम्.
प्राणस्य शोधयेत्. शोधयेत् मीन्स् क्लियर्. प्राण, वेन् वी टेक् इन्हेल्, सो दिस् पेसेज् इट् टु बी क्लियर्. शोधयेत् मार्गम पैसेज पूर कुंभक रेचकई. हाउ यू हैव टू डू इट? पूर इनहेल, कुंभक होल्ड, रेचकई एक्सहेल. सिंपल प्रोसीजर, दैट इज व्हाट वी आर डूइंग, बट वी डोंट नो द नेम. पर व्हेन वी इनहेल इन संस्कृत और महर्षि पतंजलि से इट इज कॉल्ड पूरक, पूरा करना. Inhale. And after inhaling, hold it. It is called kumbhak. Kumbhak. And then reshak. Reshak means exhale. Or pratikulena. Pratikulena means by reversing. Earlier it was said Purak Kumbhak Rechak. Now reverse it. Rechak Kumbhak Purak. Inhale, hold, exhale. Or exhale, hold, inhale. Va chittam or chittam mind yatha sthiram achanchalam. So that it becomes sthiram, steady. So the mind becomes steady, achanchalam, and free of disturbances. Free of disturbances. The mind will become sthir by the pranayam. So at the very outset, the striver should clear the passage of breath. Pahla kaam karna hai, you have to clear the passage. Right nostril, left nostril. They are interconnected. So by first inhaling the air to his utmost capacity, then holding the breath and finally exhaling it, Purak, Kumbhak and Rechak. So, Purak. Hold it. Then Rechak. Now take it out from the other side. Then inhale from this side. Take it from this side. This way we have to practice, the passage will become clear here. So this is done so that the mind may become steady and free from external disturbances. So pranayama is performed to control mind and fix on the Lord. This is the purpose. This is the purpose. But Vedantin Mahatma says, whenever now suppose your mind is agitated, so what is the method suggested by Maharshi Patanjali? Pranayam karo, mind will become quiet. That is what he suggested. The Vedantin says that the whole day you have to hold your nose only to make your mind peaceful. Abhi ek phone aaya, mind is agitated. Shh, sit down. I am making my mind peaceful. Naak pakad ke baithe raho 24 hours. But this can be done easily. Ambarish Maharaja used to fix his mind 24 hours on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Always thinking of Bhagwan, doing is the Raj Karma also. Whatever duties are there for Raja, he used to do everything, but always thinking about the Lord. Always continuously. And in Upadesar also we have seen Pranabandhanat Leenamanasam. Pranabandhanat Leenamanasam. So the mind gets absorbed by the restraint of prana. Why? Because they are coming from the same branch. From the same trunk, both are coming. Both are from Maya only. Maya only. Pran and Mana. Pran is Kriya Shakti, Mana is Ichha Shakti. These Shakti are all belong to all Maya. So what will happen? If you pull Pran Shakti, then mind is also pulled. This way. So it acts there. The whole idea is it acts. So different activities of pranayama is that Purak Kumbhak Rechak Kumbhak. It is easy. But there are many varieties of pranayama. Varieties. Thousands of pranayama. Somebody will say, you when you inhale, count four. Then Kumbhak, hold it for count six. Then exhale, again count five or six. Again hold, count four. So this number can be different variation. So therefore there are thousand types of pranayama. So don't try to do pranayama by studying pranayama book or by seeing on TV screen, on taking a video, usko dekh ke mat karo. Because each person's body or the system is different. If you are doing in the presence of a pranayama guru, he will tell you if you are having any problem, he will tell you this pranayama is not suitable for you. You should this type of pranayama, this variation you have to do. suitable for you, because pranayama is the kriya shakti, is the powerhouse of our body. If it is disturbed, garbada jayega. Therefore, Tapovan Maharaj says, prana vikshan, see the pranayama, inhaling, exhaling, don't control, inhale and exhale, count 6, count 8, count 10, not that way. It is also said, Purak and Kumbhak, it is conducted through Ida and Pingala nerves, which helps mind to withdraw from the world and concentrate on Lord. And what is this Ida and Pingala? Now Premaji will have to explain. It runs through your backbone, you know. In the backbone, there are two nerves going up. So one is called Ida, another is called Pingala. I don't know more about all this thing. How Ida and Pingala is controlled and all that, Mahatma says. When we do the pranayama, they control by this Ida and Pingala. So controlled mind is our friend and uncontrolled mind is our enemy. This is what is said in Bhagavad Gita. Controlled mind is our friend. Friend means what? Controlled mind. If you are controlling your mind from the world and putting it in the Lord, it is your friend. An uncontrolled mind, which is running out to the world, is your enemy. Why enemy? You are collecting vasanas, impurities you are collecting. So mind can be controlled by abhyas. By abhyas it can be controlled. A question was raised by Arjun in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavan, you are saying that mind is to be controlled, but I know it is very difficult. It's so difficult, like controlling air. We can't control air. How can we control this mind? We can't control. Impossible. So there Bhagavan says, abhyasena tu vairagyena. By abhyas and vairagya, it can be done. It can be controlled. In Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, abhyas yoga yuktena chetasana anyagamina param purusam divyam yati partha anuchintayan. Partha anuchintayan. Continuously. Anu means continuously. Continuously chintan, if we do and we practice that, then chetasa. Chetasa means the mind. Na anyagamina. Mind is not going anywhere else. Na anyagamina. Param purusam divyam yati. You will attain that param purusa. Yati, you will reach there. So pranayama is difficult. We can do it with other method also. Other method, namjap is there. Kirtan is there. Study of Leela, sports of Bhagavan is also there. By different methods, we can do it. We can absorb our mind. Okay, we stop here and take up our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam
Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om, Sri Gurubhyo Namaha, Hari Om.